I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Monroe City School Board said goodbye to five of its seven members in Tuesday's board meeting. It was the final meeting of this board's term. Superintendent Brent Vedrine recognized each outgoing board member, thanking each for their years of service. Those members leaving include Vicki Crutzer, Glenn Ludley, Clarence Sharp, Verbin Muhammad, and Mickey Trawick. Crutzer and Trawick did not seek re-election. The new board will be sworn in on January 6 in the first meeting of the new year. Joining the board will be Brenda Schelling, Bill Wilson, Jennifer Hainline, B.J. Johnson, and Daryl Berry. A school funding task force is suggesting a $75 million boost in state aid for public schools next year if dollars can be found to pay for it. The panel made the recommendation Tuesday. It goes next for consideration to the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, which must forward a 2015-16 school funding proposal to lawmakers in March. State lawmakers can accept or reject the request but cannot change it. The $75 million represents a 2.75% increase that schools use to get routinely each year before the state faced continuing budget troubles. The task force voted 17-2 to recommend the increase, but urged the State Education Board to make the request only after determining if funds are available to cover the cost. Louisiana's health secretary told lawmakers that the state expected to receive federal approval for six LSU hospital privatization contracts by last week's end. That approval still has not arrived. Health and Hospital Secretary Kathy Kleber says that the lack of an approval letter doesn't mean the rewritten deals have hit any snags. She says she's assured in her conversations with the federal Medicaid agency that the financing plans will receive the okay. Governor Jindal privatized nearly all of the LSU-run hospitals without first getting needed federal approval. The privatization deals rely on federal Medicaid money to work. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services refused financing plans for the six privatization agreements in May, so the state reworked the contracts. Kleber says that she expects to have the approval letter soon. Well, step aside, Barbie. There's a new princess in town. We're just a week away from Christmas, and Kathy Granis with the National Retail Federation says the number one toy under the tree for girls this Christmas will be from a popular animated film.
For the first time since we've been tracking it, Disney's Frozen products will actually overtake Barbie as the top toy for little girls this year.
20% of parents say they plan to buy their daughters products from Disney's Frozen, dethroning Barbie at 16% for the first time in the survey's 11-year history. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies early today, then a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, the high in the low 50s.